Poland, globalist opposition demands election rerun after liberals lose. By Virginia Hale on July 25, 2020. Poland's globalist opposition party has demanded a presidential election rerun after losing to patriotic incumbent Andrzej Duda. Civic Platform, PO, on Thursday announced they had petitioned the Supreme Court to trigger an annulment and rerun of the election after losing to the Law and Justice, Peace, party incumbent 49% to 51%. The Liberal Establishment Party's spokesman told Reuters that the July 12 vote was unfair, alleging that the situation was comparable to campaigning in Belarus and Russia. Government spokesman Piotr Mueller dismissed the criticism, telling public radio that PO's complaints were examples of how difficult it is for PO candidate Rafał Trzaskowski's staff to accept defeat. But self-styled election watchdog, the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, ODIHR, alleged that Duda misused public resources, claiming he had used the Polish state media corporation TVP as a campaign tool. ODIHR is the principal institution of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, which receives a large proportion of its funding from globalist governments such as Emmanuel Macron's France and Angela Merkel's Germany. Both leaders have repeatedly hit out at the Polish government since peace came to power, even threatening to place sanctions on the conservative country. Polish state TV has come under fire from domestic figures such as Trzaskowski, who pledged during the election campaign to scrap TVP completely, as well as private and international media for being too supportive of the country's right-wing government. Last month, it was reported that the PO presidential election candidate was suing TVP for alleged false and defamatory claims against Trzaskowski in the network's reporting. According to Notes from Poland, a foundation run by a liberal academic, Trzaskowski complained that news segments have portrayed him as serving foreign interests, contrasting him to incumbent president Andrzej Duda, who is shown as standing in defense of Poland. TVP has repeatedly sought to associate the opposition candidate with George Soros, whose foundation once financed a scholarship for Trzaskowski, and with the Bilderberg Group, one of whose meetings Trzaskowski attended, stated the news and commentary outlet. Breitbart London has reported how private and international media was uniformly critical of the prospect of a Duda victory, launching a sustained offensive against the incumbent president in the run-up to the election for his promise to defend children from LGBT ideology in schools if given a second term. Bloomberg and other news outlets described the Polish president's pledge as an attack on the LGBT community, and as him portraying gay people as enemies, with peace cast as the aggressors in a culture war for their vows to protect the interests of the family and defend the institution of marriage. Peace has been constantly under attack from a combination of NGOs, the EU, and international media outlets since coming to power in 2015 parliamentary elections. The National Conservative Party swept to victory after promising that, unlike the then-ruling PO government, they would refuse to accept Brussels' imposed third-world migration quotas. Critical of the fruits of multiculturalism seen in Western European countries, the Polish government has insisted on supporting families to have more children with financial incentives and other policies, rather than using mass immigration to offset an aging population.